Let us pray. God of the generations, on this All Saints Day and every day, when we set our hands to labor thinking we are alone, remind us that we carry on our lips the words of prophets, in our veins the blood of martyrs, in our hands the strength of thousands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. A thin place is what the Celts call today, a time during which the veil between the worlds of the living and the dead is permeable, a holy time when our connection with God and with those who have gone before us is closer somehow. Today is a time when God's kingdom, even now, is breaking into the world. All Saints Day is one of my favorite days of the year. Together we get to recount our lessons and our blessings that we have received from those who have gone before us. Today, as the seasons change and the time falls back, we can take stock of our own lives too, paying attention to the ways in which we too have withstood storms and difficulties. The ways in which, in other words, we too have been saints. Happy All Saints Day. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus offers some surprising words. He says, there on the mount with all the disciples gathered round, that those who are poor are blessed, that those who are mourning are blessed, that if you are meek, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, if you are merciful or pure in heart, you are blessed. If you are a peacemaker or find yourself persecuted for any reason in any way, you are blessed. This teaching is quite different from the world in which we live, when in fact the opposite often seems to be the case. But Jesus sees things differently, and so he offers a different perspective, a different way of seeing, a different way of naming, a different way of being. Though we have all been there and lived through at least some of the states that Jesus mentions, I think it's fair to say that we'd be willing to do just about anything to avoid them. Would that be fair? Yeah. Experience tells us that those states are painful and hard to navigate. Maybe that's because when we're in those states, we find ourselves vulnerable, having to ask others to help us. But Jesus tells us that when we find ourselves in these kinds of conditions, that God is with us in our need. Whenever I have found myself in one of these states, I've been deeply aware of my need for God, and I've been able to see myself as I really am. No longer can we fool ourselves into thinking that it's our own talent or charm or hard work that is responsible for getting us to where we are today. And in that truthful and candid seeing, though it is uncomfortable and not very fun, there is blessing. This morning, Jesus offers a roadmap to the reign of God, describing the signs so that we'll recognize them when we see them. And in the meantime, the invitation is extended to slow down, to watch and listen carefully, to pay attention so that we don't miss the blessing. Those having gathered around Jesus listening to his teaching know all about hard times. In order to follow Jesus, they have had to leave behind everything. They've each lost their families and many of their friends. In many cases, people have lost their livelihoods, and they have all lost their standing in the community. Jesus blesses those around him, and he names them as relatives. He redraws the lines, claiming all of these who have lost their family as his family. Can you imagine being one of those disciples and receiving these words? What a blessing. It's important to note that being blessed isn't the same as being happy. Being blessed is instead to be honored, to be consecrated, to be on the right road. One commentator writes that being blessed is more about being used by God than it is about getting something for ourselves. And the blessed are not the ones who are righteous, but the ones who hope they will be someday. And in the meantime, they're well aware of the distance they still have to go. It's important to know, too, that Jesus is not offering a recipe or a prescription for blessing. We don't have to be in these states before we can receive that blessing. It doesn't tell us how to find and keep God's blessing. Receiving this blessing, though, being named as blessed, is not, unfortunately, like receiving a flu shot. It doesn't immunize us against pain or loss. And it's not a guarantee of safe passage through life unscathed. Rather, in the midst of the challenges and difficulties of life, it offers a sense of fullness, a sense of contentment, a sense of joy. I know of a congregation many years ago that was having a very difficult time. Now, the details don't matter, but what's important for you to know is that people were upset, people were frustrated, and they wondered if they would ever become whole again, if they would ever get themselves out of this difficulty. And so, almost by accident, they decided as a congregation to live into their blessedness. Sure, things were going wrong, but they decided instead to focus on the things that were going right. And so began a year of blessing, in which each Sunday someone or something was blessed. At first it was the college students going back to school, and then the folks that were traveling on a mission trip. They blessed the seeds in springtime. They blessed the children and the babies at baptisms. They blessed prayer shawls and knitters and the property committee. They blessed the academics and the healthcare workers. They blessed and they blessed and they blessed. Friends and colleagues wondered if they could keep it up. 52 blessings is a lot. But at the end of the year, their pastor reported that this is a story I will tell for the rest of my life, she said. As we kept thanking God and praying and blessing, something changed. Spirits lifted. Hope was reborn. I can't explain it, she said. I just know it was so. For now, all I can conclude is that somehow over that year, we came to remember that all of this and all of us belong to God. All of this and all of us belong to God. And the saints are no exception. I wonder what comes to mind when you think of the saints. Can you name any? I mean, we can't forget St. Andrew. And then I think of St. Patrick and Julian of Norwich and maybe a more contemporary saint, Mother Teresa. Often when we talk about saints, they are those we imagine who have somehow attained perfection, folks who have been recognized as being close to God. The stories of these saints are intriguing and interesting, and they're meant to encourage and inspire us. Saints are often, very often, ordinary people who are recognized as doing extraordinary things. Like the Beatitudes in our gospel reading this morning, the lives of the saints show the works and the ways of a God who is full of surprises. A broader definition of a saint might be one who shows us about God. And if that's the case, saints are not just those who have lived and died. No, as it turns out, by that definition, there are saints right beside us, here at church and out into the community. A saint, by this definition, is an ordinary person who is living their life with God at the center. I wonder who you count as a saint in your life. If saints are people through whom God shines, well, we could also be counted in our best moments as among the cloud of witnesses. Ordinary people doing regular things with God's love at the center. I invite you to take a moment now and just say to the person next to you, "You are a saint," or "Hi, saint," and then receive their comment back to you. Go ahead, you are a saint. Hi, saint. Today, on this holy day, this thin place, this day of All Saints, let us simply stand still in the presence of God as we sense the inbreaking of God's kingdom. May we recognize and affirm our common bond with people of faith of all time, joined together not because of who we are, what we've done, or what we have, but because God calls us holy and blessed. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day, giving thanks for the saints who have gone before us and offering gratitude for those who sit beside us. And perhaps taking up the invitation to be saints ourselves, enacting God's love and justice in the world. When we remember that God holds us all, the blessing begins. And it begins to change everything. Blessed are we. Thanks be to God. Amen.